modify your shotgun for greater success in the field. We're taking another look at the 12-gauge next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah, and as you probably already know, it's your headquarters for everything hunting. With the season in full swing, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunts. But if hunting's not your thing, you've got to see the selection of great camping supplies, from tents, sleeping bags, packs, and lanterns, to thousands of accessories. And with football season, let's not forget tailgating. Let's talk grills, pop-up shelters, tables, and chairs galore. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse. Utah born, Utah proud.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Modifications to your shotgun can certainly improve your success in the field. Brant Taylor with Taylor Gunsmithing looks at some options.
The length of pull, most people don't understand that your length of pull, especially for a hunting gun, needs to be a little shorter than it would because of the clothes that you wear. And the length of pull also makes it easier to mount your shotgun, because you usually have to mount your shotgun from a field position. You don't get a safe pull when the bird comes out. You have your shotgun on your shoulder already. Also, your eye behind your action of your shotgun is actually the rear side of the shotgun. So how your shotgun stock fits will affect where your pattern is according to your sight. And so the height of your comb of your stock, which is the top part of the rear stock, is essential to make your shotgun pattern hit where you think it's going to when you look down the barrel of your shotgun. Since you shoot a shotgun with both eyes open and for moving targets, you also want to shoot it with your dominant eye behind the action of the shotgun. One way to determine which eye is dominant is to focus on the object with your thumb out in between with both eyes open, and then close one eye. If your thumb doesn't move in relation, then that's your dominant eye. When you close the other, then your thumb will look like it jumps over. So a lot of people try to shoot shotgun off of their non-dominant eye have a real hard time hitting targets.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.